away. Let's call on our clerk to read item 988.
Request of Colleen Kellogg to address council regarding the city's plan for dealing with homelessness and stable housing.
Good morning. Welcome. Yes, please.
Thank you for allowing me to address the council. My name is Colleen Kellogg. I live in Southwest Portland with my husband and two children. I teach second grade at Montclair Elementary, and I've brought four members of our Social Justice Committee with me today. And I will say that I signed up to do this ahead of time, so this week's news and all that's happening may have changed how I wrote this, but I'm going to move forward. I'm concerned about the apparent growing homeless population in our city. I spend a lot of time driving through the industrial east side for my children's various sports practices.
Just let me interrupt you for a second.
Sure.
If your students and kids would like to come join you up here, that would be okay. So
okay.
You want to come? Would you like to come sit up here, too?
They don't mind being on TV.
Or just stand behind her. Oh, they've got chairs for you. Okay. We always show special courtesy to students
Well, thank you. That was really nice.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Okay. Sorry.
I spend a lot of time on the industrial east side, and the tents just seem to be increasing exponentially. In our own neighborhood, we've noticed people sleeping in our parks, under access ramps to the freeway, and it pulls at our heartstrings. It's just, you know, sad. Last week, Mayor, you suggested that the city declare a state of emergency in regard to the homeless crisis. Before this announcement, I was curious what the city's end game was regarding safe and affordable housing for all in Portland. I recognize that homelessness is a multi-pronged problem, or we recognize, involving possible, but not exclusively, mental health as well as physical health issues, possible drug addiction, and lack of employment opportunities. It is hard to imagine addressing those separate issues when folks don't have access to stable housing. With the state of emergency declaration, and then I know we listened to your announcements downstairs. We didn't hear all of them. We got here about 9:10. What specific steps does the council foresee, and are there any actions citizens can take to help provide dignity, safe, and stable housing for the most vulnerable in our community? It seems that shelter beds are only a short-term fix. Rather, radical ideas may be the only way to influence systematic change in the way our city reverses the homeless trend. I'm not sure what these ideas might be, but there must be model programs in other cities that have successfully tackled this complex issue. Again, downstairs we heard there were some plans, but we'd like to know exactly what specific action items, other than shelter beds, we might expect to see. When might they take place, and how will they be sustainably funded?
Great questions, and actually we want to solicit your ideas and also students' ideas, because when the council takes up this proposal for declaring an emergency, we're really looking for what tools do people suggest that we use. You've got a city council that's committed to working collaboratively on this issue among ourselves and with the county and with the housing authority, but we also depend on volunteers a lot, and there are churches and other groups that want to do more in terms of helping the homeless. So your students' ideas, over the next few weeks in particular, would be very helpful. So I hope you keep them coming. Email us, call us, come back next week if you can, and come back at other council sessions, because we're going to be talking about this a lot.
So the summit that you referenced downstairs, is that something that if we were to email, they could possibly be discussed or used as talking points?
We're going to be meeting with other West Coast mayors here in Portland, and so we're looking for ideas from those cities and also to share ones from here. So that would be very helpful.
Right. For those of us who are relying on Twitter for the feed from downstairs, could you give us a quick summary of what the proposal is?
The Home for Everyone Consortium, along with a couple of our colleagues here, laid out a proposal this morning to invest an additional $30 million of city and county money in the Home for Everyone plan, both providing more shelter space for this winter and more rapidly housing folks that are looking for transitional housing from shelter to long-term. So we're going to flesh that plan out. Mark Jolin is our staff person who leads this combined effort between the city and the county. So he's going to have a specific plan and proposal for us. But it's basically upping our game by a $30 million increment of how much the city and the county are investing into housing and homeless services.
Mayor, before we lose this this group, could we ask the kids to come out and stand with us and get a picture?
That's a great idea. Come on up.
Sure, they
love it. Why don't you come on up behind the dais?
And their teacher.
Oh,
of course.
Okay.
When they sit in the chairs.
Who's going to be mayor?
Yeah, why don't you guys sit in the chairs? Here, grab that.
Commissioner.
Everyone got a chair here, honey. Goodness, man. I grew up in Montclair. If you want, you can go back and look at the offices and see if you've maybe rearranged things when you get in there.
Well, thank you for having us. I'm sorry.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for taking time out of school.
Thanks, you all.
Thank you, ladies.
Nice meeting you, ladies.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.